Good morning, White Way listeners. Aloha and greetings from the Big Island. Thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Reverend David Fujimoto, Resident Minister of Punahonganji. At our recent Ohigan service, our choir sang the song Hanawasaku. For me, it was the first time hearing this song. For months, I had heard about this song, but never had the opportunity to hear it. As many of you know, this song was produced to build public support for the disaster of the Great East Japan Earthquake, Tsunami, and Nuclear Recovery Efforts. Lyricist Iwai Shunji remarks, "I read a tweet by a young girl who was looking for a boy. She said she had a secret crush on him, so she didn't want him to know she was looking for him. I thought that was so cute, and I was amazed that even in their frenzied search, people still had feelings like this. It made me smile, and I remembered that area of Japan as a sacred place in my heart where my own first love bloomed. I thought, if the young people there still harbor a secret love just 1 week after the disaster, maybe it is possible that flowers will bloom out of the rubble." These were the things I was thinking about as I imagined the words to this song. People who died from the disaster, people who survived it, and the people who worried about it from a distance. I tried to imagine how all of these people felt after 3/11. I knew how difficult it was to express something so unfathomable in just a few words, but I really wanted to try. There is a section in that song that goes like this. "My heart is longing now, longing for the town where happiness had been a place of hope and of dreams too, been a home where my heart always went back to you. But for now, I only dream of the people who I loved and knew. I couldn't help but think of many of our members who are currently displaced by the lava flow down the road in Pahoa Town. As the activities surrounding the lava flow come to an end, there is still that sense that the town of Pahoa, in which they lived in and grew up in, will never be the same town that they grew up to know. As many move back into their homes or choose to continue to live outside of the town, there is that feeling of surrealness and many emotions that words or actions just cannot explain. For someone like me, who is an outsider, we cannot know this feeling unless it happens personally to us. But still, there is a deeper sense of appreciation and gratitude for this time that we have, this moment in time. At a recent BWA function, it was the very first time in several months many of the Pahoa residents had a chance to see one another once again. For many, it was over 3 to 4 months since neighbors saw each other or friends being able to share stories and laugh together once again. To see them hand in hand, telling each other, "Ah, yokatta na, I get to see you today. Long time no see," was a really nice thing to see. Today, slowly Pahoa is morphing into something very different. It's not the same town that we knew a year ago, before the threat of the lava. A recent trip to the cemetery a few weeks ago yielded some of those changes. From the first time I was able to visit the cemetery, you can now see that the plant life was starting to return to the area. In the 6 months since the lava came through the cemetery, the Pahoa Nikkei Jinkai members continue to maintain the place by cutting the grass, putting flowers on headstones, and repairing many of the buildings. Before the flow started, they completed the restoration of the cemetery pavilion, including the myogo, or the wooden plaque, of which inscribes Namu Amida Butsu in the pavilion. Today, while parts of the pavilion is burnt, the myogo still remains untouched and undamaged. While the journey of the lava flow into Pahoa Town is far from over, I'm reminded of a passage in the teachings of the Buddha that says, "On the journey of human life, faith is the best of companions. It is the best refreshment on the journey, and it is the greatest possession. Faith is the hand that receives the Dharma. It is the pure hand that receives all the virtues." As many people parted their homes, thinking that they'll never ever see their homes again, faith was something that they carried with them as they set out for their new lives outside of their comfort zone, outside of their dear Pahoa Town. The passage goes on to say, "Faith is the encouragement when one's way is long and wearisome and leads to enlightenment. Faith makes us feel that we are in the presence of the Buddha, and it brings us to where Buddha's arms support us. Faith softens our hard and selfish minds and gives us a friendly spirit and the mind of understanding sympathy." Many members continued to recite the Nembutsu in response to the gratitude of being in the arms of the Buddha, who continued to support all of them. That grateful feeling was felt in many of us as though our deep understanding of sympathy and the friendly spirit we call Ohana helped to support the entire community. Today, that spirit continues to flourish in the town as it rebuilds and slowly resumes back to normal. No more is there a military presence. No more daily reports on the current lava flow. No more is there a fear of losing something so suddenly. All that remains now is their faith. A faith formed with a deeper, greater sincere respect for something that is greater than each and every one of us. The thought of lyricist Iwai Shunji, "Maybe it is possible that flowers will bloom out of the rubble," is slowly happening not only in Japan, but right here in Pahoa. As he says, the place continues to be a sacred place. From this sacred place, the flowers are once again blooming, thanks to those who continue to have faith. My deepest gratitude and appreciation goes out to all of you who have called, written, and shared words of compassion and support. Also, my sincere appreciation goes out to all the members of the Pahoa Nikkei Jinkai who tirelessly continue to maintain the cemetery by continuing the repair work, maintenance of the grounds, and continuing to put flowers on the graves. These people continue with the aid of civil defense to hike over fresh lava and the grassy fields to maintain this cemetery. Pahoa isn't in the clear yet. However, many life lessons have been learned. The Dharma provided many of us a guide into our daily living, a living of appreciation, deeply rooted on faith and true and trusting, or what we call Shinjing. Shinjing as our potential for our Bodhi nature to flourish inside each and every one of us. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this morning. I hope you have a great week in the Dharma. Once again, this is Reverend David Fujimoto coming to you from Puna Honganji. To end, let us recite the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much.